This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She's happening with the COVID tyranny and more when she joins us coming up after this break here and this special report we're about to air. And then after she leaves us, I'm going to open the phones up like I did yesterday, and I'm going to hit the economic news and more of the military news and then all of this Democrat news that we've got with Biden announcing he will run for president again. Wow, can you imagine him even making it through the midterms, much less that? He's being led around by the Easter Bunny. That is all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, here today. And remember, you're awake, you're informed. You kind of take being informed like I do sometimes for granted. The general public doesn't know what's going on, and they're desperate for the truth, and they're ready to be awakened right now. That's why this broadcast is so important. Because they're trying to bring the lockdowns back. That's admitted. We got to stop them.
Social media from the CCP rarely ever makes its way into American pop culture. But in early 2020, they went viral with radical videos of forced quarantines and sealing people into their own dwellings with welding torches. Were Americans shown all this to make our own lockdowns seem less devastating? And if so, what are we to make of the new social media blitz coming out of Shanghai? People are being starved in their own homes. Their pets are being killed. And it's getting so hellish that suicide is seemingly an everyday part of life now in Shanghai. Just because things are feeling a bit more liberating in America doesn't mean the lockdowns are over. How in the hell are these Democrats going to win an election without another lockdown? They are already setting up the narrative and have invested in new mobile testing machines. If you think Trump is somehow going to save you, even though he helped in the last lockdown and proudly gave birth to the deadly vaccines, he just sided with Dr. Oz.
The way I endorsed another person today, Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz. Great guy, good man, Harvard educated.
And Dr. Oz loves the CCP lockdown model.
And the Chinese numbers dropped dramatically, which is fantastic news. And it's also valuable for us to understand why they were able to do that. If you look inside of Wuhan province, they had a catastrophe. But outside the province, which of course they quarantined in the largest movement of its nature ever, 60 million people blocked in that space. But the rest of the country was relatively spare. They didn't have the big spikes, the huge crises that Wuhan experienced. And it took the country to in a very different direction. We just have to copy what they did, take their blueprint and repeat it here in this country. And we started that aggressively over the last week.
In trauma-based mind control, the abuser alternates between abuse and comfort, which forms a bond with the victim, known in pop culture as Stockholm Syndrome. This might not work on you, but they are not doing it for you. They want the majority on their side when they start arresting people like you for forced vaccination. And, of course, gun confiscation.
Well, China has a number of problems, two of which are that their complete lockdown, which was their approach, the strictest lockdown that you'd never be able to implement in the United States, although that prevents the spread of infection. And remember, early on, they were saying, and I think accurately, that they were doing better than almost anybody else. But lockdown has its consequences. You use lockdowns to get people vaccinated.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, Infowars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. Infowarsstore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at Infowarsstore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with Infowars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. Infowarsstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, she has been hardcore for the last 2+ years, day one, exposing the corrupt power grab that was the whole COVID-19 police state paradigm. She's a medical doctor, Dr. Lee Merritt. And I wanted to get her on to talk about the state of the world, the 400 million that are locked down in China, these different health officials in Europe and the U.S. and Canada saying lockdowns are coming back right after the election, and the airports putting in mask enforcement robots and permanent COVID facilities, but now saying, oh, you can take the mask off yesterday with this federal ruling. I want to get her take on what she thinks they're going to pull next and how they're coming after doctors and free speech. The Federation of State Medical Boards telling state boards to go after doctors for disinformation, which means questioning all the known lies that we were told that have been proven to be lies. Number two, we'll talk about biolabs going back to 1991. But you can't shut down the labs. You have to defund the snake. Why are these insiders not speaking about things that really matter? What's going on? And the whole snake venom angle that's out there. She wants to get into that. But first off, Dr. Lee Merritt, thank you so much for joining us. TheMedicalRebel.com, TheMedicalRebel.com. Demonized and attacked by the corporate media for telling the truth, that the mask didn't work, that the vaccine wouldn't work, that it wasn't a vaccine. You've certainly been vindicated, you and many other prominent people. But what do you make of where we are now? I see it as a global awakening, people pushing back. They panic with Joe Rogan and others getting on board, Tucker Carlson. And so they kind of backed off till our political resistance dissipates, and then they'll be right back at their attack again. That is how they've operated in the past. What do you think's happening right now?
Well, I hope that's right. I hope that it was I hope it was the truckers standing up and us doing stuff. I really think that's my hope. But I have to say, you know, Albert Biederman, the psychologist that has Biederman's chart of coercion, how you coerce prisoners, and he developed that, he wrote the book on brainwashing after the Korean War, after being asked by the government to look at what happened to our prisoners of war. And essentially, you know, there's a sequence of events. I mean, first you isolate people, then you monopolize their perception. Think, you know, being locked in your house and watching CNN all day, you know, people that might have watched it 30 minutes and then they became scared and then they, you know, and then you do other things. You have nonsensical requirements, you know, stand 6 feet apart in a little government approved circle and wear a mask that nobody agrees, that nobody believes works, things like that. But then there's a point where one of the things in his chart of coercion is, after you've really locked them down and you've taken away all their liberties, you give them a bit of freedom and they start to have hope and they start to feel better about things, and then you lock it down again. And that just demoralizes them terribly and makes them really bend to your will. And I just hope that that's not what's going on, but I fear it. Yeah.
Well, they admit that's exactly what's going on. And the images out of China, the globalists follow China's model, and they have been under months of lockdown, 400 million people. This is a real exercise in evil.
Right. And I'm not even sure what the justification, I mean, they're saying COVID. you know, it's just hard to fathom. I do think it's pretty funny when you look at the COVID numbers, and I haven't been on for a while to talk about this, but don't you think it's funny that the scientists are just all baffled? That was actually in a headline. Scientists and researchers baffled that Africa has such a low rate of COVID when they only have 5% vaccination in most countries. You know,
that's right. Africa had several thousand percentage points lower than the U.S., tens of thousands lower than Israel, because none of them trusted the government. None of them took the vaccine.
Yeah, and now the scientists are baffled. I mean, at some point it should be obvious to them. Where the vaccine goes, death and destruction follow.
And we ask, why are the Africans so smart? Well, they've been under IMF World Bank control, where the countries don't get the money unless they take the shots. They've seen the effect of these global shot programs, and they run from the vehicles. They run from the UN.
That's right. And they've been experimented on. I mean, you know, when we talk about things, you go back, this is all these emerging infectious diseases. And, you know, after we got rid of our bioweapons labs, theoretically, after the treaty was signed in 73.
Yeah, now they're called bioweapon research peace labs. How to counter the bioweapon, they make the bioweapon.
Yeah, they have lots of acronyms for it. DTRA, the Defense Threat Reduction Agency, Cooperative Threat Reduction. You go on and on. It's always threat reduction. If you see something named threat reduction, don't stand too close. It's probably a bioweapons lab or some other similar facility. So, yeah, but in Africa, in South Africa, the South African Defense Force was running bioweapons research in the 80s and 90s.
And they were selling race-specific stuff to the Israelis.
Right, and we were involved in that. Not officially, because officially we couldn't be involved and we signed the treaty, but do you think we just sat around and did nothing? It's interesting. We also converted a lot of like Fort Detrick became a cancer research facility. They hide bioweapons research. People need to keep this in mind under cancer research and under veterinary research. The veterinary research right now is a big deal because of this avian flu that they're claiming is going to, I mean, this is, now we're in the starvation phase of this, of this war. I said, we're in a four-part war. The first part was releasing a man-made bioweapon that was probably a contact pathogen, but we can debate that. But something came out that made people sick that we call the spike protein syndrome. But that didn't really do much. I mean, it killed some people spectacularly, and then it kind of calmed down. And then we go, yeah, right now, bird flu in Iowa. So we'll get to that. So the next phase of the war, phase two, was the fake tests and the psychological operation.
And by the way, I saw you months ago saying on another show, so I've been trying to get you on, that you said bird flu's next. How did you know that?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. So phase three was a vaccine, and then phase four is they're sitting back and waiting to see what the death counts are. And I got a text from a friend of mine 6 months, 8 months ago, who said, watch Robert Kadlec. He's coming to Kansas. He's going to damage your food supply. Now, again, veterinary medicine has been a big deal for hiding bioweapons.
Well, sure, that's like Plum Island with zoological stuff. Exactly. They always hide under zoological.
Yeah. I mean, it goes back to the Japanese in Manchuria in World War II. That was all couched under veterinary research. But in Wisconsin, and it's a Japanese name that I'm blanking on now, but he was given a lot of money to research the pandemic of 1918 virus, which it's really a joke how they're logical thinking about this. That's a deep hole. But in any case, let's say he did get the virus. Then they claim that was gain of function research. It was used to mix that somehow with avian virus to come up with an avian flu that could be more deadly to humans. And even the bioweapons people at some point, or these viral researchers, got a conscience and started speaking out against this. So I think that's what's going on. But to be honest, I don't think there's avian flu breaking out. I don't think that's what it is. They're testing using the same PCR tests that we took off the market.
Sure, sure. The PCR test says a chicken or a turkey has it. They just kill the whole flock.
Right, and they kill the flock, and then they come after every flock in the area. So, and it's also not in isolation. Let's just think about, in addition to taking out the chicken flocks, They are now saying UP Railroad won't haul fertilizer in time for the spring planting season. You know, what's the rule for that? Are we worried about fertilizer disease now? I mean, this is a starvation. This, I tell people, do not wait to start a garden. Do not wait to become self-sufficient.
Oh, you're right. There's no doubt. Every button, every lever they can push or pull to shut down energy and fertilizer and food, it is being turned off right now.
Right. But the chickens are the things right now, and I tell people, there is, you know, that's why you have a sheriff. Don't let them come into your county and do this. Don't let them take out these birds on the theory. Have them prove to you that there's an actual disease that we're
no, you're right. It's all a giant power grab, a precedent to kill and destroy and shut down whatever they want.
Right, right. Yeah, industry warns. You know, show me some proof. It's just like Patrick King up in Alberta. Show me the virus exists before you find me.
All right, Dr. Lee Merritt, stay right there. But it's clear. Bureaucracies, governments, and corporations are testing total control. This is all a beta test.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Powerful corporations in the world that want control of human development. They want to make humanity a commodity, not just free men and women getting together and having families living our lives. They want to not just make the crops GMO. They want to make us GMO. It's a corporate takeover of the individual, of the human system. And Dr. Lee Merritt, medical doctor, is here with us, laying all this out. Also a Navy physician, giving her kind of that inside view that before she was in private practice. So continuing, what do you expect to come next? And what can we do to not let them reinstate these lockdowns? We know they're preparing.
Well, I mean, I mentioned that what they're coming after next is they're coming after the doctors. And just like they came after, I mean, if we're going to be in a forced lockdown like Shanghai, we've got to have people to enforce it. And I will tell you one of the ways they're going to do that. I was just talking to a friend of mine that was a West Point graduate. What happens when you get rid of all the people in the Army who are not going to take unlawful orders? And it's unlawful to force vaccinate, to mandate a vaccine. It's in the Code of Federal Regulations. You can't mandate an experimental vaccine on the troops, okay? So those officers and senior enlisted and people that are not willing to take unlawful orders are being pushed out of the military because they're refusing the vaccine or they're refusing to wear a mask, etc. Well, what are you left with? You're left with these, not mindless necessarily, but they're conscienceless people that are willing to do illegal orders. And you've got the same thing in medicine now.
No, but that's, I'm going to just interrupt. You're so right. This is a sifting process to find biological androids, to find drones that will do whatever they're told to serve the system. They'll be thrown away once they've been used. It doesn't matter. This is a testing process to see who will submit. And the last 2 years of tyranny was just the beta test. They're getting ready to go operational. Please continue.
Well, yeah, and that's what it was mindless. My friend who had been an Army officer said that you're going to end up with the mindlessly obedient, which I told him, I said, can I save that term? Because that applies to the physicians, too. You know, the physicians that are speaking out are basically saying, you know, don't kill people with remdesivir. Don't run out and take a vaccine that's experimental that we don't know anything about. We've got some other treatments. Consider hyperbaric oxygen. Consider these other things that work. Ivermectin. We can prove to you this works. Here's the literature. I mean, this is not outrageous claims that we're making. But they're considering this misinformation and disinformation. And so once you de-license all of us, then what you're going to end up with are the doctors that follow state orders. And we've seen this before. I mean, you know, if you want Mengele, if you want the Nazi system of medicine, that's what you're going to end up with. Now, the way that they're doing it, and I'm sure this is true to a lot of industries, but the way they're doing it is important to understand for medicine, because we as physicians are not going to be the ones that save ourselves to the most part. We've got to have people. It's really taking away patient rights. When we're gone, all you're going to have are the order followers. So it takes away your rights to other types of medicine.
And again, they're now saying Google, the federal government, you name it, will literally give the directives and you'll just follow that. There's no more human discretion. It's all just medical tyranny.
And I've heard from doctors in hospitals, the reason they cannot go against the mandated protocols is it's artificial intelligence driven. It's AI. They don't have anybody to complain to. It's not like the chief of staff. They can't go and say, no, this is an AI that's given to them.
Which is programmed by them for what they want, but they still blame it. Oh, we didn't do it. The AI did it.
Right. I mean, at some point, people that are worried, there are some people speaking out now anonymously because they're afraid of losing their jobs. And it's all I can say to them. I just want to say, let me get this right. You're afraid of losing your job at Auschwitz. You know, that's kind of where we are right now. But how they did this, people think that the state medical boards is there for your safety, that somehow by licensing physicians, they weed out the bad guys. No, by licensing physicians, they weed out the narratives they don't like. And what they've done is the state medical boards now are taking they're taking orders, essentially, from a new lobbying group. I don't remember. It's 10 years, 15 years old, the Federation of State Medical Boards. And these guys make guidelines and courses for medical board executives. It's a private lobbying organization, but it represents the state's attorneys who work for medical boards. So here's what they say. This is what they say that we're doing that we should lose our license for. Get ready for this. Physicians who generate and spread vaccine misinformation or disinformation are risking disciplinary action by state medical boards, including the suspension or revocation of their medical license. They must share information that is factual, scientifically grounded, and consensus-driven. Now, consensus-driven, science doesn't proceed by consensus.
That's the opposite of science. Oh, there's a consensus, the world's flat. You've got to say it's flat or you're going to be kicked out of your job.
Right. So years ago, you came up with the years ago, you had the T-shirt that said, "We're all Alex Jones now." And so and you were exactly right. And I bought one of your T-shirts, and I wore it because I said, it's coming to us next. And here it is. So maybe I'll have to have a T-shirt made for you that says, "We're all Dr. Lee Merritt now."
Yes, ma'am.
But it's basically they're criminalizing speech. Come on now. I do like what Elon Musk recently said, that if you allow people you don't like to say things you don't agree with, then we've got free speech. You know, this is not being generated because we're harming patients. The boards are not getting complaints about our patients. The boards are taking the orders of this higher up. And this is just what happened in Nazi Germany. This is what happened in Russia.
Well, that's right. Big Pharma wants full control of the medical profession to carry out its operations. And it's involved in that. And it just saw the medical system stand up and the average medical worker, doctor, scientist, nurse say no. And so now they're trying to go through the boards to do this. The answer is change those boards, have the legislature stand up and have medical freedom.
Yeah. And you asked about what do we do? You know, the bottom line is you can't give an inch anymore. We never could, but people were willing to kind of compromise some things, thinking this would go away. It's not going away, guys. We have to, you know, don't ever put a mask back on. They're not healthy for you anyway. For whatever reason, don't take any vaccines from these people. You know, I have people say to me, "Well, I'm not going to take the COVID vaccine. What about shingles or something?" I said, "Really? I don't want to buy toothpaste from these psychopaths. Do not take their vaccines. You know, we don't know what is in them." Yeah, I'm glad people are clapping.
Yeah, they censored us. They silenced us. They covered up the bad effects. I wouldn't buy a glass of ice water from them. You can't trust anything they do.
Well, and the ice water is a good point because, you know, with all this stuff about watch the water, it's the one thing you could poison would be bottled water, you know. So there's maybe some truth to that. All this stuff that comes in canned, all of our canned foods, all of our foods that have labels that they've been slowly poisoning us for years, whether it was fluoride, it was bromine as a stabilization in wheat. We used to have iodine, which was a good thing, but after World War II, you know, suddenly we had bromine. What was that all about? And it's a toxic halide. So they've been putting bad things in our food. So anything that's processed by man is dangerous. Thank you, Big Pharma, Big Ag together. Yeah.
That's right. This is a real cult. Dr. Lee Merritt, stay right there. Let's come back and get into those other subjects you wanted to get into, the labs and the snake venom and more. Dr. Lee Merritt is our guest. Amazing lady, themedicalrebel.com. Themedicalrebel.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Remember, tyrants are working around the clock to stop people from getting our information. Stay with us.
Yeah.
We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we've already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with the big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, Show.
The social engineers think you're stupid. They're hoping you don't research the facts of how the world works and start making decisions accordingly and warning others. Remember, the power structure is working overdrive right now to shut InfoWars down. But we can win these legal battles. We can, bare minimum, stay on the air for years if we have your financial support. So I am sending out the request for aid. I am asking you to keep us on air. I'm asking you to get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time keeping us on air. And we have a big flash sale just going for 24 hours. Our ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric and the chaga mushroom and the highest quality bone broth, so good for your joints, your whole body. One-day flash sale, ultimate bone broth, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, the clean, amazing nootropic that hits so quick. It is 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. All Patriot apparel, all of the T-shirts and long sleeves and ball caps, they're all at cost except the new shirt that came in, and it's limited edition. Alex Jones was right. That's $24.95, so we get some money to fund ourselves. Please get that shirt as well at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're at it, we've got a lot of other great products that are on sale at InfoWarsStore.com, like our immune support system, our pollen block, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You could not be supporting and funding an organization that is more hated by the New World Order. And why is that? Because of the amazing guests, the calls, the huge audience. What we've built together is very special, and it's everything they fear. So please check out InfoWarsStore.com today and support the broadcast while you still can, or we will not be here very, very soon. But thanks for your support. At current support rates, we will be here, but we needed to continue on for several weeks to dig ourselves out of a hole. So again, thank you for your support, and I promise you I won't give up, but I could give out. Dr. Lee Merritt, going back to you now, and the bio labs, and this whole big snake venom story, and what you make of that.
Well, where do you want to start? You want to start with the snake venom?
Wherever you want to begin. You've got the floor.
Well, you know, I honestly have to say, Brian Artis is my friend, and he's a very smart guy, and he's done a good job on this remdesivir, but on bringing the awareness of it. But I think there's some misheard song lyrics here. You know, the problem is that we have in our bodies a naturally occurring, snake venom-like chemical, and it's used in the times of oxidative stress. And what they discovered at the University of Arizona is that in people that were getting really, really sick with COVID, then they had more of this. They had quite a bit more than people that were recovering from COVID, whatever we think COVID is, but that's what they discovered. And so from there, it kind of went from paper to paper to paper, but I really think the bottom line here is that snake venom is actually been used for medicinal purposes. And there's a big difference. Let me just make this point. Regardless of whether or not there is some hidden snake venom somewhere, the ability to put it in a water system is nil. First of all, the amount of snake venom it would take to kill somebody, that's called the LD50, the dose at which it kills 50% of the animal or the human that we're talking about. When you inject it like a snake bites you, or you inject it through a needle, is one thing. To swallow it is a totally different issue. Your body breaks it down. It gets destroyed in the stomach acid. You'd have to give a huge whopping dose. And, you know, I looked at this, having looked at bioweapons issues since the 1980s, I can tell you that there's a reason the Soviets didn't look at seriously, that I know of, at poisoning our water supply. And the reason is because it's hard. I mean, it's almost impossible to do. You'd have, just so people understand what they should be and should not be worried about, you would have to go to every city, every little town, to put something in the water. We're not all connected. That's number one. Number two, you'd have to either subvert or subdue or bribe or somehow the people that are involved in the water system, because these are locked facilities. You can't just walk in and dump stuff in there.
Sure, snake venom doesn't replicate. It's not the right weapon. So I'm just wondering why this story's been pushed so much and why it's out there.
Right. Now, what I'm
the real problem you're going to get at, as we know, this was said before even COVID was released, it's electromagnetic, it's the 5G and all the radiation. Isn't that the main cause of all the sicknesses?
I think that's what we got to be looking at. And so what I'm wondering is how much of this, not due to him, but maybe due, you know, it's interesting that he got a call from somebody that said, you know, what about venom or anti-venom? And then
they're desperate to get us off the bio lab. They're desperate to get us off of electromagnetic
stuff. Yeah, I would be, like I say, really, if you want to be concerned about something, the thing you could poison, and I'm not saying that they're above this, is your bottled water. It turns out bottled water has less stringent testing requirements than your tap water. You're better off with filtered tap water than you are with even the best quality top brands of bottled water. So that's the bottom line here. You know, it could be done, but it'd be very hard to do anything in the water. So I think what we really need to pay attention to is, you know, in a world view, we always thought that we were worried, and I think we've been led astray into this worldview, that we were worried about that there are terrorists out there and there are bioweaponeers out there, and someday enough of them will get together that there'll be an overlap and they'll talk and they'll coordinate their efforts and we'll have some cave somewhere making bioweapons.
Let's explain this. Governments are all obsessed with this because they're obsessed with power. This is really the keys to the future. That's why they keep doing this.
Right. And so it turns out we're not dealing with terrorists, small numbers of people in a cave somewhere making a bioweapon. What we're dealing with, who knew, is kind of this rich globalist occultist pedophile network that has 80 to 90% of the corporate world wealth. And within that, they can fund these bio labs. Now, you know, and we as taxpayers, I'll tell you what I woke up to, because I was at a Freedom Law School event and I started it by saying, you know, I just woke up to the realization that all my life I've paid taxes so that our government could pay for bioweaponeers to then develop a pathogen or a toxin to kill my children. You know, I'm kind of over that, to be honest. That's what happened. So if you go, the bioweapons, we've been dealing with bioweapons and studying this stuff since the First World War. But it really kicked off, I have to say. It seems to me there was a real big acceleration in the early 80s. And ever since then, this whole talk about Ukraine and how everybody's surprised, what we really should be asking is, why are these people that have been part of DARPA, BARDA, you know, the biologic aspect of kind of like DARPA, the Defense Threat Reduction Agency, all these different agencies, why are they not coming? Why did they not come forward when this whole thing broke out in Wuhan and say, hey, by the way, did you know there were bioweapons labs surrounding the Russian Federation all over the place from these old Soviet? It isn't just Ukraine. There was, and we've known about it because in 1991, you can go back and you can look, the Nunn-Lugar Act. The Nunn-Lugar Act designated $400 million a year for 4 years for us to go over, our people, our staff, our specialists, to go over and take over in the guise of cooperative threat reduction, CTR at that time, to go over and take over these bioweapons labs in Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, the Lugar lab. Actually, they named one after Senator Lugar. The Lugar lab was in Tbilisi, or is in Tbilisi, Georgia.
Well, that's what frustrates me, is these labs were all bragged about, the Washington Post and Obama funding them, in Georgia, in Ukraine, and they turn around and go, it's an insane conspiracy. They don't exist. It's all a lie.
Well, and it goes back even far. I mean, yeah, they don't want you to. They can't admit it because this is really ugly. I mean, when I go around,
I mean, why do they? What I'm saying is, they will admit in articles how great the labs are. Then when we point them out, they say they don't exist.
I know. It's the disinformation counter intel. But they know they exist. And, you know, other people I remember in 2000, this is a DNA war. This is what I've been telling people. We were in this weird DNA war. When they never name wars till after the fact, but I call it the great DNA war against humanity. Because
I agree with you. Come back. You'll have the floor for 11 minutes, Dr. Lee Merritt. Very powerful information. This is a DNA war. The globalists are obsessed with DNA. It is a war for the future, a war for our genetics, with a spike protein that cuts that in two. We're going to hear from her with this critical information straight ahead.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Said, the great DNA war is here. What is the DNA war? What are the world's ruling elites engaged in? What is this biomedical tyranny? Dr. Lee Merritt.
Well, and some of this is my opinion. The first part is my opinion, then I'll tell you the facts. My opinion is that if you really look at the world, there are groups of people that have kept their bloodlines pure for millennia. You know, we thought it was cute when the royal houses, for example, all made sure that they looked at Burke's peerage before they got married, right? What was that really all about? You know, it's kind of like the Old Testament has the who begat who. They want to know exactly where you come and what bloodline you're from. Well, now we have DNA testing, and I remember back in 2000, there was a push. The Chinese complained that some guys from Harvard were over in China scavenging the Chinese DNA. Of course, we denied it. But they went out. The Chinese subsequently went out and they bought over 50% of the world's fastest genetic sequencers. And they're under a project now to sequence 1 million animals, 1 million plants, and 1 million people. And then The next thing I remember was in 2017, Putin, and I remembered when this happened because I just thought it was weird. Putin complained that there was some military or some Americans over there sampling DNA from pure Slavic people. They had to make sure it was pure Slavic people. And we actually didn't deny that one. It was our Air Force, okay? Now, our Air Force, it was a neurosurgeon that was actually buying specimens. He was able to extract CSF from people along with some synovial tissue, and that was... I have on my computer...
So they wanted a race-specific bioweapon.
Yeah, very, very specific. They're looking at now. More recently, the Chinese have gotten caught sampling the Uyghurs' DNA. So, you know, everybody's into this game. Well, then you started seeing news articles come out that bioweapons could be designed to kill only people of particular race. Okay, and at one point they said that the chiefs of countries, the presidents of countries around Europe and Asia were worried that the Americans had a way of preserving Obama but killing all their leaders, you know, by DNA targeting.
Sure, we caught the communist Chinese through the YouTube head's sister's company getting DNA, and that was later confirmed. They're really doing this.
Right, they're really doing this. And remember when they was talking about conspiracy theorists, they called us conspiracy theorists when they would say to, you know, people would ask me if I thought the PCR was safe, and this idea that, well, you're giving them your DNA when you get a PCR test, right? We were concerned about that. Well, what happened is, in England, there's a company called Signpost, spelled with a C-I-G-N, Signpost, and they got caught selling 3.5 million PCR tests with its DNA to outsourced companies. Okay.
And by the way, you were on a year and a half ago and you said these PCR tests are getting your DNA. Just 3 months ago, it came out they were saving the DNA all over the world, confirmed illegally doing it. Totally vindicated again, Dr. Merritt. And again, so much is happening, we just moved past that. It was like, okay, big deal.
But remember, and you know, people remember 123andMe and Ancestry.com, the new thing of sending in your blood and getting your DNA. In other words, they got us all, I didn't do it, but they got people to become part of this. They wanted to know. What it looks to me like is for 20 years.
Is a map for a race-specific bioattack.
They were making a map. They had to determine what's different about our DNA than everybody else's DNA, and how can we exploit that? Well, it turned out to be the ACE2 pathway. And the ACE2 pathway is what this spike protein hooks into with an electromagnetic bond. It's a chemical bond. And not everybody hooks in the same. So it turns out if you're a white European accepting Finnish, you have, and I'm going to talk in a little different numbers than the electromagnetic bond, but this is the upregulation in one of the papers. It's called New Insights into Genetic Susceptibility of COVID-19 and ACE2 and TMPRSS Polymorphism Analysis. That's the paper. But there's several papers out about this. And they looked at what happened in the binding capabilities. And if you're a white European accepting Finnish are a different group, we'll see. They showed that they had a 56% upregulation of the ACE2 pathway. In other words, they bound the spike protein higher at the highest level. Okay, then it drops down to African blacks and non-African blacks, which bind at a 39%. And then it drops way down to Asians and Finnish. It turns out the Finnish are from the Korean Peninsula, who knew? But they have the same binding affinity that the other Asians do.
Well, that's right. Even their language is Asian. They've now reverse engineered it. Exactly. So it's Northern whites and Africans, and then Asians below that. So it's a bioweapon, a race-specific weapon.
And then you get to the bottom, which is zero. And it's this group called the K26R. Now, I probably am K26R because, as it turns out, as I said, the royal houses are probably K26R. This is the group that brought us this nightmare. I hate to say it. It's somewhat identifiable, but not completely, because this is a group that was all over the place, intercalated into all other societies. But it's the royal houses. It's the big banking houses. It turns out the Amish, the Ashkenazi Jewish population. But again, it's not that everybody in these populations are evil. It's that the people that are doing this, though, are in these populations. They have this K26R genetics, and they've kept it good. You know, most of us don't.
Tell us what that genetic manifestation is.
Right. Well, and it's that they have zero binding of the spike protein relative to this 56% that we do. So, and the only reason I think, and it's a mitochondrial DNA passed down. So from the mother's mitochondria. So the reason I think I'm probably K26R is I got shed on. I didn't get very sick. My husband got really sick when I then shed on him and with this pathogen. But I am the daughter of the daughter of the daughter of the daughter, or not the daughter of the daughter of the daughter of the Duke of Westphalia. So I probably got that royal mitochondrial DNA because it just happens that I'm in the female line all the way down. So that's how this works. And it's a little bit creepy, but I think that's what's going on. And this thing is targeted. And it may not make a huge difference in terms of people getting sick. I actually talked to Dr. Zelenko about this because he has a high, because the Ashkenazim are part of this. And I asked him, did he see a difference? But the problem he has is his entire population when he was treating people during the outbreak were Ashkenazim. And I was in the opposite side of the world where none of my people were Ashkenazim. So we didn't have anything to compare it to, you know, but it may not be a big deal for getting sick because there are so many other factors, but it may be a big deal for sterility because we know that this spike protein in the vaccine is targeting the testicles, the ovaries, and your spleen. And I think those are the big three. And we know also that women are being shed on, are having menstrual irregularities, miscarriages. We're having a lot of stillbirths, a lot of problems from this whole vaccination program. So it may be that you're not spared getting sick at all, but you are spared having your children be sterilized by this, and we may not be. It's a really biblical kind of issue here, I think. It's really ugly. And like I say, you know, my neighbor, for example, down the street, she's Mormon with six kids. But genetically, she did one of those heredity things, and genetically, she's 100% Ashkenazi. She and her five kids that look like her did not get sick at all last year, kind of like me. And then her husband and one boy that looks like him did. Who knows? I mean, that's not a study. That's an anecdote. But I'm just saying there's something to this because they've gone incredibly out of their way to search around in a very select, you know, when Putin complained about this in 2017, what he said was, when they kind of said, oh, you're just overreacting, he said, this is being done quite professionally. We seem to be a subject of interest to them. And it was being done quite professionally. So this was not for nothing. I also learned just recently from a brigadier general in the Air Force that, did you know the Air Force they're the number one service for genetic sequencers. And I mean, I guess I shouldn't be surprised by anything now, but I guess I'm surprised that our military has genetic sequencers, like for military purposes, I guess.
Absolutely. The whole future of the world, as Dick Cheney wrote 20 years ago in Rebuilding America's Defense of the PNAC, is going to be race-specific bioweapons. So they can create a bioweapon even down to the individual. So they're classing these weapons. They're preparing these weapons. Yeah. They want to knock out Western Europe. They want to knock out Africa. So it's the perfect weapon to depopulate Africa while knocking out Western Europe that wants to promote freedom. And then the globalists and the Chi-Coms take over. Dr. Lee Merritt, thank you so much for the time today. In 30 seconds, closing comment.
Well, remember, the PNAC said to us that that now that we have specific genotypes we can target, that it will transform biologic warfare from the realm of terror to a politically useful tool. These are our own people saying that.
Hold on. Don't hang up. Do five more minutes with us and I'll let you go. And then we're going to take calls after that. I've opened the phone system up right now, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. We'll do five more minutes with Dr. Lee Merritt, and then we will go to your phone calls straight ahead. But what an incredible hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now.
you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.